the 2019 NACUSO Network Conference in beautiful sunny San Diego, California. Look who's in the studio lounge, Mr. Keith Riddle from Sherpa Technologies. How are you, sir?
Mike, great to see you again.
Good to see you as well. Yeah. How's life been treating you since the GAC, since we last talked?
Since GAC, it's been very active. I think there was a month that's passed, but we talked a little bit in the previous interview about the pending announcement. I think it was time. We were very early last time.
Yes,
and a little bit later in the morning this time.
I know, that's right.
But what we've done is actually announced a collaboration with CU Ledger to infuse some of the services associated with the IDPAL application into the MyCU ID wallet. So we're working through those aspects now and what that partnership looks like. But the benefit to the credit unions is that they get to use a wallet that has the advanced functionality of IDPAL that would be integrated within that wallet and leverage all of the security mechanisms and the solution offered by CU Ledger for MyCU ID.
So everything happens on the phone now?
That's correct.
The iPad, the pad, the tablet?
It would all be a more of a mobile experience. Okay. It's a mobile experience for using from an onboarding perspective. How they get that credential would be on their mobile device.
Right.
It's managed through the mixture of a web-based experience that the credit union would use to issue that credential to a member. So they can use that for their digital banking, they can use it for voice banking, and then ultimately for other purposes they would have with the credit union in validating themselves or validating their ID with the credit union.
Can they use this outside of financial? Can they use it for like buying plane tickets, driver's license,
The ultimate goal would be as it starts to expand that, yes, you bring others into that ecosystem, that they can act as verifiers of that ID that you've established within the financial services ecosystem.
And the beautiful thing is, I think, if I'm grasping it correctly, it's kind of all credit union. It's all based at your credit union.
Yes,
so
correct.
They're kind of leading the way in this of ID revolution, I guess.
Yes. So there's a strong demand from consumers that they trust their financial services firm, the credit union, the most when you're talking about ID or digital identity management.
Right.
So it's an opportunity for the credit unions to establish and enhance that level of trust they have today, include identity that can be used for call center authentication and for their digital banking and for revalidating themselves if maybe they're getting a larger loan or a first-time loan.
Right.
So the variety of experiences where it can be infused, but the point is that the credit union becomes that trusted steward of enabling a digital ID for the consumer.
Every time I hear this, I get goosebumps of how cool this is.
Yes, it is.
I first heard about it like a year ago or so, I called it kind of an iPhone moment because it seems to be that type of a game changer, especially for credit unions and consumers alike.
It is. It's a huge game changer for the credit unions because the larger institutions are making these investments. And they know there is that aspect of digital identity and trust they want to provide and try to use as a way to establish that foundation and take the consumer potentially away from the credit union. So this is a major moment for the industry to compete against those fintech providers and larger institutions that have their own frameworks they're establishing to do the same.
So what do you tell credit unions who are kind of sitting on the fence, like not sure where to go in this direction, because there's still an education aspect of this
this is
why this is so cool, this is why you need to go this direction. So what are you telling credit unions who are still sitting on the fence with this?
I tend to point them to some of those events in the marketplace that are happening almost on a weekly basis that reinforce the fact that there are non-financial service providers attempting to establish that trust with your members. So I don't know if you got the PayPal announcement where they're actually have made an investment in a blockchain platform that's specifically around ID or digital ID as a trust mechanism. So they will certainly infuse that into the PayPal wallet over time, potentially.
Okay.
We'll see how the investment works out. It didn't get very specific, but the foundation is there that they want to create that mechanism of trust with their 250 million PayPal wallet users.
That is definitely an eyebrow raiser for sure. If credit unions don't raise their eyebrows at that, then I don't know.
Agility is the only competitive advantage we have at this point.
Right, exactly.
The checking account's a checking account, a debit card's a debit card, but if you don't have the agility to start building in these components that allows you to compete against those larger providers, but also differentiate yourself and your offering and streamline the back end process for the credit union, you will have a challenge in the future.
Plus, there's this intangible cool factor as well.
How cool is that to have this process
at your credit union? To go, hey, you know what? Our members are using this to their advantage.
Yep.
So Very cool. All right, last question for you. Where are we in this process? Are we still in research and development? Are we in implementation? Where are we in this?
We're in the evaluating how to best infuse the functionality so this becomes a reality for the credit union. So I think we're well beyond vision or proof of concept.
Right.
We're moving in more of pilot.
Okay, cool.
And assuming that there are credit unions are going to want to be on the forefront of that. That can deliver it to their members. And then what we'll do as Sherpa is, this is another example of componentry, we'll deliver into larger platforms, such as real-time payments may be the next paradigm we start to look at and infuse to say, how can we do that from a framework perspective so you can get a loan faster or disperse loans faster or to move money and data in real time. And a key aspect of that is identity on the front end.
Yep.
So all of these components start to come together to deliver a unique framework to the credit unions and other providers who want to tap into it.
And don't you think like your identity, especially at your financial institution, credit unions in this case, is no more important than anywhere else? I think it's more important than
It's more important probably than anywhere else.
Right, at this point. And that's why
it's that daily interaction and things that you want to do to protect your identity.
Okay, so we're in pilot phase. All right, credit unions out there who are really looking to
join the
pilot.
That's right.
This is the guy to talk to.
There you go.
All right. Anything else, Keith, to kind of wrap up here? Thank you for again for the update.
Thank you for the opportunity. And we're going to present in the wild card round for ID Pal. So we'll see how that turns out. Maybe we'll be talking again soon.
But
we really appreciate the opportunity.
Okay. Check in. Keith, all right. Thank you very much.
All right.
Keith Riddle, Sherpa Technologies. Look them up.